Oh yeah, is there something in the Bible about aborting a baby if the mother's life is in danger?
Well, let me see. The closest I think I can come to that, first of all, there was no deliberate abortion anywhere in the Bible. The closest I can come is it does talk about an offering that a person would make if a man had a fight with a woman and he caused her baby to miscarry, the husband could fine that man. Now, I'm doing this from memory, Pastor Dick, but you probably remember the passage. But there was no instance in the Bible where a baby was deliberately aborted that I can think of. And I know the Bible pretty well. If you're wondering, you know, how do I feel about that? I answer that question very reluctantly because I think that very often rape, incest, and the life of the mother are used as a smokescreen for justifying abortion. A lot of people who are advocates of abortion say, well, yes, but what about in the event of rape and incest? And they hold that forth, the life of the mother. They hold that forth, but you know, with the technology today, and I've been around for the birth of all my children, and I know quite a bit about birthing them babies. With the technology today, there are very, very few instances where the mother's life is at risk unless the baby is aborted. Very, very few. There are some cases where I understand if a woman has diabetes or certain diseases that pregnancy will accelerate that degeneration. But there's nothing in the Bible. That's why I'm stammering right now. I'm trying to find scripture to support this. I think we ought to respect the sanctity of life. There probably are very painful instances where a person has to consider he's got a mother with six kids, and if she takes this baby to term and she's got some disease and... you know, I would never want to be in a position to make those decisions, but I hesitate to say anything that in any way endorses abortion. You know where I'm coming from, Dave?
Yes, I do. I don't endorse it either, but her life is in jeopardy.
This is someone you know, or your wife?
No, my sister knows.
Your sister knows, yes. Let me tell you a couple of stories. Just in the last year, I've heard two cases where doctors told women, these are nationally known stories, that they needed to either abort totally or do selective abortion. The McCauleys, who just had seven babies, is that correct?
Right.
All the doctors recommended at least selective abortion. They prayed about it and felt God didn't want them to do that. The doctor said the odds of them having all those babies healthy were just so remote it was staggering. I think God honored them, and he blessed them with healthy babies.
They just had their first birthday this past week.
That's right.
Week.
I just heard that.
Yeah.
And I just heard on, was 60 Minutes or one of these programs about twins. No, triplets. No, quadruplets.
Quadruplets.
And they're all identical twins. And they had also been advised that they should selectively abort at least two of them. And they said, no, we're going to ask God and trust him. All of them are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it doesn't always happen that way, but I think if a person really prays, that God will guide them. That would be my advice. Pray for divine guidance and don't do anything you don't have peace about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You.